Volkswagen has apologized for violating emissions rules in the U.S. by programming nearly 500,000 cars to cheat on smog tests. The cars only activated their full emission control systems during an emissions test, so when the cars were out on the road, they discharged more than 40 times as much pollution as allowed. CEO Martin Winterkorn released a statement saying he's deeply sorry that VW has broken the trust of its customers, and the German automaker also ordered U.S. dealerships to stop selling the cars in question. With us now is Paul Eisenstein. He's publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, an online news site covering the industry. Paul, welcome back to Here and Now.
Good to be with you.
VW is facing billions of dollars in fines. The stock dropped sharply in Frankfurt today. How big of a misstep is this?
It is a potential disaster, especially for a company that was on its way to become the world's largest, world's best-selling automaker. They've got problems, particularly in the United States, which could be a setback in terms of that target, but also it could cost them billions, possibly tens of billions of dollars.
Can you explain how the technology works, these defeat devices that the company installed in its cars?
Yeah, it's not like having a little black box or something that you install in the car. It's actually software in the engine controller, a computer chip that basically controls how the engine and emissions control systems work. So basically what it seems to do is it's smart enough to know when those vehicles are running through an emissions test, and it then activates the toughest part of the pollution control technology. Diesels are pretty dirty unless you have all these pollution controls on it. And apparently, when you take it off the test stand and you put it out in the street, the cars simply start emitting more pollution, but they're able to perform a little bit better.
So how much pollution then? I mean, how much differently are these cars running outside in the real world?
It's hard to tell, but the thing is, diesels are by nature a relatively dirty technology. They put out a lot of particulates, which some have said are connected to lung cancer, and they put out a lot of oxides of nitrogen connected with smog. And so if you don't clean them up very well, which can be done, you wind up with a very dirty engine. It doesn't take a lot to make them much worse than they should be. And that's one of the reasons why, by the way, that California has been reluctant to allow diesels back into that market. They have their own special requirements for automotive emissions, and they've been very reluctant to embrace diesel technology. But diesels, when they are clean, are very, very good, and of course, they can offer even better mileage in some cases than hybrids.
Well, this makes me think, if I purchase one of these cars, and now I get it fixed so that it's working the way it's legally supposed to, is it a much different car, performance-wise?
Yeah, that's what everybody's worried about. What sort of impact is this going to have in terms of what these vehicles perform like? They may be slower, they may be more sluggish on launch. It may have some impact on fuel economy once they correct this technology. We really don't know, but we do expect that they just aren't going to be as desirable once the changes are made.
This is so interesting because before this news broke, you were in Germany at the Frankfurt Motor Show where the company was talking to you about its plans for really increasing its fleet of electric vehicles. Kind of ironic if you think about it, isn't it, Paul Eisenstein?
Yeah, it is, but it's not surprising. Automakers know that there is no, quote, silver bullet, no single solution to coming up with high-mileage vehicles that are also not just clean, but deliver the performance that consumers want. And so you're going to see manufacturers putting out an array of powertrains. They may have once had just gasoline, maybe a few diesels. Now you're going to see a lot of diesels. You're going to see plug-in hybrids, standard hybrids, micro-hybrids, and of course, pure battery electric vehicles. And I was told by the VW folks just last week that their plan is to have some form of electrified technology in every single vehicle they make in only a few years.
So this issue may be completely irrelevant in a couple of years with the diesel engines.
No, it probably wouldn't be. Diesels are still extraordinarily popular, particularly in Europe, where they account for about half of the market. And here in the United States, they've been gaining traction. But they've been gaining traction because they're not just high mileage, but clean. If it turns out that they can't meet these standards and still deliver what consumers want in terms of performance and mileage, well, in that case, it could be a real problem.
All right, before I let you go, let's talk about the Frankfurt Motor Show for a moment. Tell me one thing that knocked your socks off in a good way.
Well, I think it was electrification. It was the fact that we're seeing an awful lot of cars that are not only going to be battery-based, but are going to be delivering huge mileage. We're talking about possibly as much as 300 or more miles per charge.
Wow.
On a big SUV. We're also going to see high performance. So Porsche showed this thing called the Mission E concept. Imagine 600 horsepower out of a battery car. We're talking about performance that'll rival some of the hottest supercars on the market, and yet that same vehicle will be able to get 300 miles on a charge.
Paul Eisenstein's publisher of the online automotive news site, the DetroitBureau.com. Paul, thanks as always.
Great to be with you.